See, when we drop Streets is Watching, we gave you Off the Wall. Then Trap or Die came, we gave you Thriller. Then we hit you niggas with Can't Ban and Snowman. That's when we was bad. Michael Jackson,
Jesus. Big Shaq told me chill, but I'ma go ahead and do it. Handle my business, I'ma get right to it. Talking ounces in them grams, yeah, I speak that fluent. Plug started re-rocking, that's when shit got ruined. Big Shaq told me chill, but I'ma go ahead and do it. Handle my business, I'ma get right to it. Talking ounces in them grams, yeah, I speak that fluent. Plug started re-rocking, that's when shit got ruined. Nigga dropped 9, still brought back 11. Gotta feed my congregation, yeah, you fucking with the rep. With them chains every day, like they're part of my religion. See them nines and them halves, that's part of my division.
Yes,
thug, he the number one thug. Icon shit, heard he whip with one glove. City two so flat, moonwalk on them bitches. Gotta use a Brillo pack. White stuff on them dishes. Back when I caught the 7 white cups on them bitches.
Go ahead, Easy. No, you said you had a conversation for the pod. Talk to us.
Yeah, I was just, you know, we was just talking about some stuff, but the Warriors came up. We just talking about them briefly, and then all of a sudden, I was just like, yo. We saying how, you know, guys are being the man at certain ages and whatnot, and how Steph has a good support system and whatnot. And like I said, Wiggins was balling. So at this point on the Warriors, do y'all consider Wiggins the second best player on the team?
Yeah. I think he is because, like, don't get me mistaken, Klay's still Klay. Klay, I think, is still finding himself after the two bad injuries that he had. But Andrew Wiggins is what Klay was. He's a great scorer. He can knock down that three ball. He can penetrate, and he can also lock up on defense.
He's a better rebounder.
Yeah, overall, I would say, yeah, he's the second best player on that team. The thing is, though, like, they have so many great players, it gets hidden that he's the second best. Because you'll have nights where Jordan Poole goes crazy. You'll have nights where Klay is having a night, or where Draymond Green is just everywhere on the court. Mm. So it's kind of like... You don't really see it too, but when you do see, you're just like, okay, Wiggins, like in the finals, like he was the second best player out there, like throughout the whole time of the finals.
I ain't gonna lie, I think Wiggins kind of made Draymond expendable. And I think the Warriors are starting to notice that shit. They did just get that nigga money.
I ain't gonna lie, I never thought about it like that, but once you said it, the math started math. Because
think about the role he was playing
forever.
In the finals, he was playing the four.
He was
kind of like Draymond used to kind of do in a small ball rotation.
Then you look at it, you got Kuminga coming up in a couple years, and you got Wiseman.
Moody.
They really don't need him to. I don't think they need him to win. He's a nice.
You talking about Draymond?
Yeah, he that glue guy.
I think he's still important for them, but
he's
I feel
important,
like.
Important, but.
Yeah, I think now, especially with the Poole situation, I think now they're definitely looking like, hey, yo, Wiggins. Like, we kind of. Not saying he got to be he not never gonna be that vocal leader that you know what I'm saying, but as far as his game and whatnot, what he can do on the court.
Knock on wood, let's say if he was to get hurt and he out for the year, people would still have the Warriors as favorites to win a championship.
Yeah,
so
I also think what helps out
good shit, boy.
I also think what helps out Andrew Wiggins is the fact that. It's still Steph's team, so he don't also have to worry about all the pressure.
Mm-hmm.
He could just play his game. Nobody bothers Wiggins, minus when he got the All-Star starter at last year. Mm-hmm. Outside of
and
that,
when
though.
He wouldn't get vaccinated.
You know, yeah, it's true too. But, you know, like, him on the court, he can legitimately play as free as possible because of the names. Whether they're bigger than him or not, Draymond Green's name is bigger, and so is Klay's, just because of previous championship pedigree or whatnot. Mm-hmm. So Wiggins legitimately just gets to go hoop. He's right now just hooping, which is what we wanted him to do in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
It's just hoop. He's around a great team, a great coach. Ball.
Yeah, you can kind of tell us when Wiggins' personality, like him being the man, was never going to happen because he don't even hear him talk for real. Like,
nope.
He's a quiet dude. So, like, maybe for him, we always knew he had the talent to be the number one, but maybe he just didn't have that personality and whatnot. And to want that or embrace it. Like, maybe, like, for him, he just wanted to play basketball, kind of in a KD type of way. You know what I'm saying? I just want to hoop, but I ain't really trying to be famous necessarily.
Like, I just want a ball.
And that's hard when, goddamn, it's getting free pizza.
I know, right?
Shit. He's like, I'm already eating something.
He's like, I don't even eat pork.
Hey, you got a...
Hey, oh, you wild, boy.
But, I mean, being the number one pick, like, especially, like, off the years, it kind of, like, the hype tethered off or whatever. But coming out the gate, he had a lot of hype behind him. And like y'all said, he probably just couldn't – that starlight, that spotlight just probably won't for him, so –
Man, that fame ain't for everybody, bro. Like, I be even thinking about that shit sometimes. Like, yo, being famous seems like it sucks.
It's a lot of work, man.
Man, y'all seen that shit on Twitter with them at that Memphis game?
Yeah, that shit look.
That shit look ridiculous, man. Jordan, just once a day. That's all I – just once a day, Jordan.
Boy!
These niggas rolling dice on the court side.
I don't think they had dice. Hold on, wait a minute. They just had money. I don't think I seen any dice.
Man, I think niggas was rolling dice on that.
They were shooting dice at the game?
Why was when niggas just had – I look like niggas was on the floor. Like, they was shooting dice to me, man. You might be right, but the picture I seen, like, niggas was –
I ain't seen not one pair of dice in the pictures. Nah,
hold on.
It was stances for me and the way they were huddled around. I'm like, that. Like,
that's what was making it worse, though, because people didn't see dice, and you just see people, like, flashing money, having money on the ground and stuff.
They had money on the ground? Oh, no, they were shooting dice.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, niggas don't just have money on the ground,
shooting dice,
bro.
I'm going for it. I'm rolling.
I ain't never seen niggas just have money on the ground.
That's what was weird about it. They was just flashing their money.
But on the ground?
Nah, them niggas gamble.
You don't put money on the ground unless somebody gonna pick it up.
That's what
only
I'm saying,
one
bro.
Person
I'm
picking like, that money up off the
but
ground.
But the thing is, it was only one person's money on the ground. It wasn't like it was collective people's money on the ground.
I seen like five niggas in that huddle.
Oh, I about to say, he's setting it off then.
Yeah, but it was one person putting the money down.
I didn't see the video. I'm just putting the funnies, bro.
I saw it was like four pictures.
I haven't seen none of it. I'm just joking.
You gotta research that. I follow Moneybag.
Oh, Moneybag? It was Moneybag that was it?
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. I don't know about that.
I follow
it was
Moneybag.
A bunch
that's
of Memphis rappers.
Oh, they was going
nigga
up.
Them.
Let me see. Oh, hold on. They outside.
Moneybag, yo, doesn't have any money. He's the probably more the like, all right, I've been here before type of guy.
I mean, Finesse 2 times just got out of jail, so.
That's 4-2. He just got out, too. All right, I just wanted to be with that you shooting dice. That's wild.
It was nuts, though. Like,
they was just out there courtside acting them.
Look, man.
Can't let Glorilla had a got dog on hey, Anthem and don't expect them to show
too.
Up. Hey, my guy, Key Glock was there?
Yeah,
oh, they
was
up.
There, too, man. It's Glock.
No, they going up, though, in Memphis, though. I ain't even mad at it. Who they play the other? They play the Nets, so everybody poured up for that.
Oh, that was the Nets game. Yeah. Okay, yeah, the math-mathing for real. Oh, hold on.
Speaking of... the Nets, man.
Let's talk about it.
Who?
Why is this nigga stinking it up, man?
Why he got more fouls than points?
Oh, Ben Simmons. I mean, at least he's showing that he playing aggressive defense, but.
Fouling out in 2 of 3 games?
So. I ain't really seen the Nets play. I've been watching the Sixers a lot.
So. That deals with somewhere the coaching and him.
I mean, I don't think Steve Nash is coaching him. I mean, another person that's just letting them run
coaching
around. No, he ain't coaching. He letting them run plays.
What's up? Oh, no, I read that all wrong for us. I thought that John said that's how many assist niggas was actually average. I was like, yo, that is nasty. Whoa.
That'd have been a wild stat line, my boy.
Damn.
The Nets are, they'll get it together, though, but
it's early.
But they don't look good.
They
at
don't.
All.
It's a couple teams.
It's
kind of
funny how both
good.
Teams that got a lot of talent are bad looking right now.
But that's another team that's kind of built kind of weird too. Like,
but that's the showing you the importance, bro. That this is proving that whole Big Three era and all that shit is dead, bro.
It's
I ain't gonna say dead, but it's showing that you just can't just throw teams together like you could before. Like,
just because they friends.
Yeah, that's. You gotta have chemistry, bro. You gotta have teamwork, man. You look like fuck all that damn putting, just trying to get a quick ring shit together, bro. You need like look at the Warriors, bro. They didn't kept their same core together for 10 years, and just have retooled it.
Yeah,
and
low key
used a bad 2 seasons where injuries cropped up and literally just built up with new young talent.
Rebuilt.
Yeah. That's how you do it, and they won a championship. Like, come on, man. Like. They didn't go and try and accelerate it. They got right back on the horse and kept it moving, bro.
He said, we'll give you all these 2 years, Lakers. Who was the other team? What's the
– Milwaukee.
Milwaukee. Yeah. We'll get that to y'all, you know. We'll be back, though.
But look, like
I
now
told you CP3.
Steph is still the best player.
Year.
Steph's still the best player. Klay coming back from injury. They done found a new, you know, I ain't say a new Klay, but you know what I'm saying? They found like a possible replacement for him in a way. You know,
a new number two.
They got Wiggins. They found a diamond in the rough that people was counting out and turned him into an all-star. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, bro, that's how you develop players and teams and chemistry. And I, like, that's why I was telling one of my homeboys, I'm like, yo, I think there's always been one of Bron's issues with his teams, that his teams always lack chemistry because they change so much.
And the thing is, too, is like, yeah, they're talented and they have great players. But they also have a great system over there. Steve Kerr is doing a phenomenal job with them. And their assistant coaches. Because Steve Kerr can go out for 20 games, and they can still stay afloat.
We saw as Luke.
Like,
he got him a head coaching job.
When wasn't he was out, I think, a couple years ago, last year, and Mike Brown came in and
look at him stepped on the Kings.
In. Same place.
Same thing.
Yeah, I didn't think about that, yeah.
Same place.
But I think Mike Brown gonna probably be better for them, though.
Yeah, he'll be a better coach for them.
I feel like Sacramento Kings don't exist. That's one of them teams that don't exist until somebody says their name. Oh, okay, I forgot they're a team.
I'm talking about the Kings?
Yeah.
Because you go there to die.
It's crazy. Your career is over. Bro, how us, we grew up with the Kings being like juggernauts damn near.
Kings was nice, bro.
Like, bro, I remember having to play them at one point. I'd be like, I can't stand these niggas, dog. Like, they was like all you on the, like, my hit list with the Spurs. It was like Spurs, Kings, Mavericks. I hated them niggas.
I think,
like,
they've been trashed the longest.
Hell yeah. After like Chris Webber and them left, they was
had a little, they had some talent though with Rudy Gay, Kevin Martin.
That was a fun team though. They just weren't, they just were injured.
Yeah, they had a couple fun teams, but they never
Kevin
had a
Martin
team
was that
you
guy.
Could really, you know,
shout out to Facebook ever made fantasy. Playoffs. Yeah, yeah.
Even like, you know, when Young IT was there.
Yeah, I love
that. I used to watch you watching that. Young Boogie. Had.
Oh yeah, Boogie.
Yeah,
yeah.
They were bad though.
Pieces
they were bad though.
But they were just bad.
But it was fun to watch.
That's what I'm saying. They had fun young talent to watch, but they were bad.
Yeah. Well, what's the name say? Boogie in that interview. That
after when game. He was getting interviewed, I remember.
Yeah,
like,
he was
tired of I'm tired of it.
Oh man.
He was mad as ever.
He said, y'all see this shit? Something like that.
Yeah, yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about. I just can't. It was a long time ago. So I can't remember exactly what it was.
DeMarcus, first I want to start with the technical that got you ejected that was then rescinded. What happened there? I've never seen anything like that.
It's ridiculous. It's obvious what's being done out here. It's on a nightly basis. I hope the world can see now what's really going on out here, because it's getting ridiculous. It's really ridiculous.
But did it come out of your mouth accidentally? Is that what happened?
Yes, man. This is ridiculous, man.
They've probably been trashed the longest. I can't name another team who's... Because there's been some other teams who've been doing... I think maybe the Pistons might be up there, too, but...
Pistons ain't been good in a while. Pistons ain't been good in a while. Orlando ain't been good in a while. I mean, they got to the playoffs the other year, so I guess I can't say that. So I got to take that one back.
OKC's been decent.
Mm-hmm. They've been fighting.
Man, they got all the damn draft picks.
Facts. They ain't going to own the college
That's why
board.
They actually been able to... Probably retool a little bit just strictly because, you know, they that's why they got all them joints. They know ain't nobody coming there from the free agency, so they were like, we're gonna have to draft.
Yeah,
you have no choice.
You gotta draft.
You have no choice.
I mean, that's literally what they did with KD and Harden and all them. They're like,
I said, throwing money at them.
Still you crazy. Need, you need a superstar to attract the superstar.
Niggas hitting three straight drafts, though. Like, that might be one of the best draft runs ever.
That was phenomenal.
Like, you hit KD, Russ, Ibaka,
and they had
Jeff Green.
Too.
Shout out to
James Harden. Like, yo, they were stacked with young talent, bro. Like, Aaron Maynard.
Hey, shout out to VCU, bro.
Damn, good drive.
Sure.
My bad. I was just.
Aaron Maynard, cool, though. He was a wizard for a little bit.
He was. I remember this moment.
I still remember seeing that dude in Pat Sunday.
Oh, that is a fact. That is a fact.
Who was at that Green Run game he was at? That was random too. He just had a Green Run game.
Came with
that
is Shaw. That was there. Damn, okay, Rui.
That could have been offensive.
Could have been, but no, get big.
And also, this is episode 177 of the Random Champs podcast. Let's get to it. Shout out to all the good people tuning in, listening, man. Hey, shout out to Noti Gang, man. I dropped that 176. Well, we dropped, 176 on Saturday. I ain't posted because I wasn't feeling good, but we had people tuned in already by the time I posted on Sunday, like on the sites. I was like, all right, we up a little bit. We up a little bit.
Appreciate you getting that out.
I'm about to say, you definitely had to get that thing out.
Yeah, man, I got two out in a weekend, bro. Got a rock with me one time.
I kind of forgot you putting them out back to back like that. First, I was like,
yeah.
Oh, shit. I thought it was like an old one for a second. Mm-hmm. It came out so fast.
What you want to say? Like, you got the G Herbo pose.
You know what I didn't forget about? Oh, no. Nigga said he coming with chicken.
Hell no.
Yeah, my guy won't open the damn. Fortunately, he leaving the shop.
Hey.
What you want me to do, man? I hit him up this morning, try to tap in with him.
It's funny you mentioned it. I thought about it earlier, but then it kind of slipped my mind. But
I took a picture of the menu and everything. That's the flavors of the chicken I was going to send you. Hey, what flavor y'all want? But I couldn't do it.
Hey, I'm good. I'm not hungry today, so.
He is.
No, I ate before I left. I would have been here early.
I thought you were hungry too. The way you asked, like, oh, he was waiting on this.
Nah, I was just waiting because he never told us who it was.
He's right, he didn't. He kind of, he still.
Man. That's why I ain't saying, because I didn't know if it was, I was trying to make it work, but when you talk about it out loud and then shit don't go pan and niggas be upset. So.
Yeah, I feel you.
I just be trying to. Amen. I'm trying to work behind the scenes, but I'm doing the best I can.
So you're going
to
tell us who it is?
So
I don't know if I ever heard.
You haven't. So I know you haven't.
Hey, I was gonna let you keep it up.
Waiting for him to shut up shop there, and then we was gonna.
You can put Dolphins or whatever.
So
until.
I was hoping I could finesse something, you know, beforehand, because he went there early in the day, before I could tap in with him, and then he was gone by the time I did. I hit him at 10. You know, I tried to.
That'd been some cold chicken.
I mean, nigga, ain't nobody was picking up no chicken at 10 o'clock, boy. What was you talking about?
Yeah. I'm just talking.
I hit him at 10 so shit. I could put the order in. Or at least to see if he was there.
I feel you, man.
You know, I was going to hit y'all them little menu flavors, you know, so we could tap in a little bit. But you know what? Today ain't the day. You know what I'm saying?
Nigga, what the fuck was that?
That's the dolphin noise.
Oh. I thought you were about to make a chicken noise. I'm like, I hope you are making a chicken noise, bro. What the fuck
is that? That boy sounded like that rooster off of God.
That didn't even sound like a rooster. That's what I was like,
that was a dolphin. That's why it sound like no rooster.
Boy, that was
I definitely was like, bro, you could at least clucked or
something. I definitely thought he was doing something with a chicken noise. I ain't gonna cap. I thought that's exactly what he was saying. That was funny, man. How y'all fellas doing, though, man? How y'all doing, man?
Hey, man.
Y'all cool, like?
You know, for the most part, sports world ain't treating me right, but.
Talk about it, man. Tell me about it.
Shout out to Bogdanovich.
I'm here. Relax.
Hey, man. That's the Bosnian sniper right there. I don't even know he Bosnian.
I was just about to say, bro.
I don't even think he Bosnian.
I don't think so neither, bro. Hey,
let me look it up.
Sure we gonna let you. I was gonna let you roll, but I didn't know how
I'm
could.
Not gonna disrespect my man Bosnian.
We can shout him out another night, not tonight.
I feel you. Right now, you know, as the RCP boys, we always watching the sports games. So right now, we watching the Pistons and the Wizards.
I mean, they losing right now.
They are.
Yeah, but
hanging at 9.
Anything's possible.
I mean, he do got 21 though.
Shout out my boy, the Bosnian sniper. Anybody care about wanting to talk about their disgruntles of one of their programs?
Hell no.
All right, would you save it?
I mean, I don't know if I really want to, but I feel like
sometimes we just gotta get it out. I'm gonna rant later. So
you want to get this one out of the way early since we don't talk about this sport much?
Yeah, that was the one I was gonna talk about later, but reel us in, like
Yankees. Or let's just say we have the stage set for the World Series, the Houston Astros versus the Phillies. And, yeah, unfortunately, sorry, Jordan. I was rooting for y'all, too, man. As always, man.
Thank you.
Bruh.
Nothing but endless pain. How do you get swept? That's all I ask. Like, fight back. I was
know you hate
here
them
crying.
Too. Yeah.
Despise the Astros.
Are they a good team, though? They seem like a great team.
I mean, listen, they're a great team that cheat. I can't even do nothing against it, but I can't say nothing this year. Like, right now, ain't nothing happening. They beat us fair and square. I just don't like them nor respect them. I just didn't like all the other goddamn people was rooting against us to lose. I was like, I understand we the Yankees, 27 championships. Like, I understand that. But, bro, we ain't won in some time. Like, y'all don't have to have that same hatred for us, especially teams that we don't have no rivalry with. Like, y'all New York Mets fans. Hey, bro, relax. We don't even consider y'all a rival. Like, y'all are just the Mets to us, bro.
Hey, man, you know that New York stuff.
Yeah, but I said what I said. But anywho, the only really thing I want to talk about is it's cool. We got Sweat. Ain't no worries. We struggled against the Guardians. I really wanted to call them something else. Mm. We didn't play. We had to come back. We was down 2-1 in that series and had to win 2 in a row to come back.
Oh, damn. That was the best of 5?
Yeah, it was best of 5. So, I mean, and Houston made quick work of the Mariners. So, I mean, you know, I knew we already weren't the greatest, especially with pitching. We don't got no closer. We got people hurt. But, I mean, that's no excuses with that. I don't really care anymore. The main thing I want to talk about is Aaron Judge. And a lot of people don't want to pay Aaron Judge. And I think I'm one of the only people that is actually on board of paying this man.
Why don't people want to pay him?
People don't want to pay him because of him not performing as well in the postseason. That's one big reason. Two, people don't want to pay him because they feel like they can spread that money around, you know, and get other people. For me, if you're a real Yankees fan, then Aaron Judge was the only reason why we got to this point. He's the only reason why we got this 2 seed. If y'all watched the Minnesota Twins series, he was the only one that scored in a whole series. And we won, and that helped propel us to the playoffs. He's a triple crown. He got RBIs, home runs, and batting average. And the next biggest thing for me, though, is when you play in a big market like the New York, a lot of people come to New York and fail, especially free agents. That's the reason why a lot of people don't come. You don't end up playing well. Aaron Judge has seen the worst from the Yankees already. He's been in the pool. He understands how it goes. I mean, homie had 60 home runs, went on a little slump, and the Yankees fans were booing him. You can't figure out nothing else other than that.
Yeah, they just fans are just fickle. If you ain't playing consistent in New York, because we see it damn near with every sport.
He broke a record.
Let's, like, really talk about it. And you're right, like, I'm on board with 100% of what you're saying. So, for me, it's like, how do you not pay him? Like, how do you not pay a talent person like that?
How old is he?
20.
I think he's 30.
9?
Man, you got to pay him. Somebody
maybe 28. Because he, you know, them baseball players, you be sitting they in a little in, thing yeah, a little later. He's older, but he's and young. He's young enough. He hasn't played that much.
Yeah, I know.
He only played 4 years.
A couple years. We've seen people only running the bases. He be all right.
So, I mean, so just for me, I'm on board for paying him, especially when you go pay a player like Gerrit Cole. You bring in a player like Stanton, like unproven players to your market, and you give them a super bag, Tanaka. I mean, I could name 1,000 people the Yankees gave a bag to. But the biggest problem the Yankees is not wanting to do is, after Steinbrenner passed, unfortunately, is they don't want to roll out the bankroll. They don't want to pay the luxury tax. All the other teams are starting to pay it. They caught up to us. Y'all got to let that bankroll go if y'all want to compete. Y'all are the New York Yankees. Y'all are supposed to be the hunted, not the hunters. Anyway, I just wanted to say that, and anybody that is a New York Yankees fan, holla at your boy. I'm down to have any conversation with y'all. That's just my biggest boggle. I think Aaron Judge should be paid and paid now before y'all let the Dodgers come pick him up.
Because he's going to go somewhere and they're going to be great.
Thrive. He's going to thrive wherever he goes, just like he's thriving with New York. Triple crown? Breaking a record for home runs? I don't care what
stuff
the boy
like, stuff like that, you don't let players like that go.
He got you to where you are. Exactly. You can't let a player of that magnitude walk for nothing. Mm-hmm. It's like your boy from the Nationals. Unfortunately, y'all couldn't come up with an agreement. Yeah. So
he went to the Padres. They went all the way to the previous round. And
they just went to the ALDS. They had a good year, and they didn't have Tatis because he got suspended for the PEDs.
Yeah, damn, I forgot about that.
But at least y'all got returned, though. Mm-hmm. Y'all traded Soto and got a return for him. Right now, if Aaron Judge goes sign somewhere, GG, he's gone. You don't do that, bro. That's all I'm saying. But the Yankees lost. They just lost. There ain't nothing.
Him after the season he just had, though.
But the Yankees already came out before the postseason started and said that they wanted to pay him and wanted to get it all figured out, and said that if he does sign a contract, they'll make him the captain, which is major. Because we haven't had a captain since the captain.
Mm. Oh, really?
Yes, sir. So that's a big honor. So that's what, like, some of our players, like Rizzo, came out saying that, our first baseman. And he came out talking about it and was like, of course we all want Judge back, but to get that captain tag, they was like, we really hope he comes. Because that's, you know, that's just not offering it around. So
speaking of the captain, I don't know if we ever talked about it. Great shit. Great. I didn't see all of it, but from what I was seeing, It was pretty good. Was
fantastic.
It 10 episodes? Just like
fantastic.
I'm talking about Derek Jeter.
Yeah, Derek Jeter, the captain's documentary. Hey, bro, fire. Shot well. It reminded me of The Last Dance.
Yeah.
That's honestly what it reminded me of. I was like, yo, this is great. And it gives you a lot of information about Derek Jeter that you didn't know about.
I know it went to his background and stuff like that a lot. I know I wouldn't have known about a lot of that stuff about him.
So, phenomenal. If you haven't watched it, tap in. You know? All right, that's what I got.
Last thing on baseball.
Rest of my teams, they just suck.
I know you don't like the Phillies, but I do find it interesting that finally Bryce Harper is in the World Series.
So I don't like the Phillies?
Oh, that's the Boston Red Sox.
My bad. I say, huh? I'm rooting for the Phillies.
But I do find it's interesting that, you know, Bryce Harper is finally in the World Series. So I'm going to be paying close attention to that. Cause
that sucked, man. How he bounced, and then that's crazy.
So it might actually work out for him now because he left D.C. to pursue a, you know, World Series title. Now he's finally. That was like what, like 5 years, 4 years ago?
Years ago, I want to say. So. Yeah, man, I'm rooting for him. So
World Series starts Friday. We'll probably see a lot around that in these upcoming days. So
I ain't watching. A little bit, maybe. No, I ain't watching it.
If the games are good, I'll catch a few.
If a notification pops on my phone saying the game good in the ninth inning, eighth inning, I might pull up. Just to watch Houston lose. That's all. That's my only reason to watch it. I'm just keeping it funky, bro. I got no, like, desire to watch it. And we don't talk about baseball like that on this podcast, so I don't have to watch it. Even though I like baseball.
Ooh.
But, yeah, man, that's what I got about baseball. None more, none less. GG's and chat. Onward. What y'all want to go with? We were on basketball. Y'all want to talk a little football? Y'all want to talk more NBA?
Man, football is treacherous right now.
Football it is.
I hate it here.
Football is treacherous right now. Hey, NFC is in the doldrums. Like, you don't know who's going to take over that conference right now.
This is a weird season. I'm just going to keep saying that. The season is very weird.
You got, what, 7-8 teams with a 3-4 record?
Yeah.
My team, one of them.
My team, one of them.
Your team, one of them.
I don't have a team.
Nah, nigga, man. Come on, bro. Just join in, bro.
This might be the first time all teams got the same record at the same time. Especially this deep in the season.
That's facts. That is facts. Hey, bro, when I said, hey, bro, I saw 21-0 pop up on my phone. I said, all right, cool. That's how we going to play today?
Day was over at that point.
Oh, man, I had to work the whole day, too. I was like, bro, you lying.
You had some Falcon gear on?
I mean, I keep my lanyard on me at all times.
Respect.
You know what I'm saying? Good, bad, or indifferent. It's in my pocket.
Fam,
good, bad, or indifferent.
I was at Hooters watching the game.
Turn you up.
John was funny because at first it started off good. I had something to cheer for a little bit.
Oh, yeah, it was a good game.
First half, it was good until the turning point. Fucking Jimmy. Threw that dumbass pick in the end zone.
I ain't going to lie. Jimmy good for throwing
that was a dumbass pick, man. Like, bro.
Oh, yeah.
You know how much validation I finally felt where everybody could see the dumbass pick? Everybody was like this, like, what? Even the Chiefs fan was in there, was just like, yo, what was that? And I'm like, that's how I fucking feel every week. And everybody looking at me like I'm fucking stupid. Man, you don't like Jimmy? Like, what's wrong with Jimmy? I was like, bro, that's what's wrong with him right there. Y'all saw it, right? I was sitting in front of everybody at the bar. Y'all saw that shit, right? That's exactly what I'm talking about every goddamn week, man.
He ran out the back of the end zone. I thought,
God damn.
Go ahead, like.
Just throw the ball away. He could have threw the ball over the fucking crossbar.
He ain't a shootout quarterback.
Bro, that's not the time to throw a shootout. It was, what, 30?
No, I'm talking about him having to compete with Mahomes all game.
My thing is, which I agree with. I agree with all that. My thing is, don't compound that and throw a pick to end the half when you could at least got 3 points out of it.
Yeah. Don't sacrifice your points.
It was third and three. You didn't have to force that.
But he did.
All you had to, if nobody was open, throw the bitch out of bounds. Like, dog, like, he does not throw the ball away. That's why he will not. He'll throw it into double, triple coverage. And then.
Oh, he's good. He got this. If it ain't three, damn, I would have lost too.
Is that a dude?
Which one? It was a cheerleader? I don't even pay attention to the cheerleader.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, it is. I think. Yeah, it is.
Moving on.
Anywho.
Go ahead.
I'm just saying, man. Like, I'm not saying that he's the only reason we lost, but my nigga did commit 3 turnovers. Another safety, a pick in the end zone, and a fumble. But also, Kyle, you got some explaining to do, man. I ain't gonna say you on the hot seat, but fans are starting to question you, man.
It's crazy. He been there 6 years. He been there 6 years. That's crazy. I wasn't even thinking that.
Especially after this trade. You gave up 4 picks to get this nigga, man. And a lot of people looked at me like, Kyle seemed underwhelmed by the trade when it first happened. And I don't think they knew why I felt underwhelmed. I think a lot of people was like, just initially was like, well, you don't want Christian McCaffrey? I'm like, nigga, who wouldn't want Christian McCaffrey?
CMC. Q, what up?
Did I want to give up 4 picks for him? No.
That's a lot of picks.
That is. That was a lot of picks. For somebody but that.
How many first round picks?
0. We didn't have any. We had second, third. We gave him a second, third, fourth, and a fifth next year.
Oh, okay. I don't know why I thought it was 2 seconds.
No.
Y'all just saying.
Or maybe it was 2 seconds. Wait.
I think it was 2 seconds.
Oh, yeah. 2 seconds, a third, a fourth, and a fifth next year. Something like
that. Or they gave y'all a fifth, I think. Am I tripping?
No, we gave him a fifth next year.
Okay, a fifth next year? Okay.
That's why I'm like, I don't know if it was 2 seconds.
So this
year. I think it was second, third, fourth, and a fifth next year or something like
this
that.
This draft coming up, y'all don't have a first, second, third, or fourth?
No. But we might get a comp pick or something back, you know, like if one of our coaches gets signed or some shit like that. But nah, we just gave it up. Which I would have been more for this move, say if we were 6-0 at this point, 7-0, where it's like, hey, this the final piece, nigga. Like kind of how like the Rams did last year, they picked up Von Miller and Odell and shit. Like that's when you make those type of moves where it's like, fuck it, we putting all our chips on the table. You don't make that move when you 3-3.
I mean, but you also
got a running back.
It's y'all division, and y'all were sitting at 500.
But we didn't need a running back.
I mean, that I might can agree on, but it is arguably.
Like Jeff Wilson Jr. is averaging like 5 yards per carry. We don't need a running back.
Bro. If I'm a running back on y'all squad, I'd be like, y'all really did this?
No, I think a lot of people, like fans, aren't happy that Kyle basically named
shit out of
CMC
here.
The starter after him getting traded. Cause it was like, bro, he shouldn't have got named starter that quick, especially seeing that he didn't really practice that much.
How did he perform? I saw some plays where he was doing pretty well.
I mean, he played decent for the little bit of time he got in. Like, he looked pretty good, you know what I'm saying? But it's just that the fact that the main reason I was underwhelmed with the move wasn't because I didn't feel like CMC is talented. But I'm like, we haven't been able to do none offense with the talent we got. So what is adding somebody going to do? Like, it ain't. The reason why we ain't moving the ball because we don't have talent. It's because of coaching or in scheme and shit. Like, we got Debo, who just
– Utility X.
George Kittle, Debo, Brandon Ayuk. We always keep a good running back for the most part. Like, bro, we supposed to have Kyle Shanahan.
The one and only.
But then we see what happens when you – I ain't going to say you got a real wizard, but, I mean, Andy Reid, that shit don't happen with him, man. Andy Reid rarely gets shut down, bro. Especially with the type of talent we got. If Andy Reid had our talent right now, bro, there's no reason why we wouldn't be averaging like 30 points a game.
let me ask you, do you really think it's because the Rams was trying to go after Christian McCaffrey is the reason why y'all traded to make sure y'all acquired him?
I feel like part of it was that, but I'm like, why are you worried about a team that already don't got a good running game getting a
Cause that's what I was wondering, because the Rams ain't got no line. So where are he going anyway?
They don't have no running game, bro. And he didn't even really want to go there.
But why would you?
They gave him a choice.
Not kinda. This year.
Like, man, like I think that we got a little desperate thinking that, like, you know, the problem to our offense is that we need more pop from a player was no, like, the coach needs to call better plays.
Yeah, like, bro. We like as you said, bro. Y'all got. I said a couple weeks ago, bro. Like y'all, it's just too much talent.
And the thing about it, I watch us play. We don't even seem like we doing the same type of creative plays like we were doing in the past. Like our offense looks very basic right now.
Man, Ayuk should be that guy.
Let me ask you this. No, my bad. I didn't mean to cut you off,
brother.
I'm trying to word this right. I know Debo to be the great talent that he is.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, I don't see him compared to maybe like the past season or two versus the years before or whatever. He don't be down the field enough for me sometimes. Like, he's always kind of like the short passes he creates. He does his thing. I wouldn't, me just looking at it as a wide receiver, I kind of like, not me a wide receiver, but him being a wide receiver, I would just like to see him down the field catching balls more than versus just the relying on the short passes.
That's a product of the quarterback.
That I understand, but I mean, Ayuk be down the field.
He don't be throwing it down there, dog.
And Kittle, well, let's say in the range where,
like, bro, he don't throw it downfield. Even when niggas run down there, he done misses them. Well, like, I seen times Ayuk be running, he'll look back, and then he done already threw it, and Ayuk be like, he don't throw the ball downfield. That's Jimmy. He don't throw the ball on the outside. Think about it. All the plays that we do is slants and screens. He don't. If he throw the ball downfield, it's usually like a duck, or he's just not a good downfield thrower. His strength is quick in rhythm, short time passes. When he gotta like hold the ball too long, he panics and shit. And like he does not throw the ball. Like, a smart quarterback is like Brady and them. If they ain't got nowhere to throw, like, I'm gonna throw the ball in the dirt or some shit like that. All right, live the fight of the day. I don't get sacked. We don't lose a down. No risk of turnover. This nigga Jimmy is either gonna eat a sack or he tossing that bitch up, bro. I'm telling you.
He good for a toss.
He gonna toss it up.
Jimmy will throw you a pick. I don't care what nobody.
He's kind of like Matthew Stafford. But the thing is, he's like Matthew Stafford and some of these other quarterbacks that might throw a pick, but he don't have none of the bang. Yeah, like Matthew Stafford might throw you like a pick or two, but he might throw you a 60, 70-yard touchdown also.
He gonna give you a highlight, though.
That's the whole problem with Jimmy. After. Like Jameis. Jameis might turn that bitch over, but he gonna toss that bitch up, you know, for 80.
Jameis will. Stafford will.
Hey, but I think I could deal with Jimmy turning the ball over and shit if he had created more big plays and shit like that. But it's like, bro, you don't even create big plays. A lot of your big plays come from Debo or somebody turning that bitch into a big play.
Yeah, because it's like different if you torching the team, you already got two tutties up, your completion percentage is high, you know. And then you throw an interception. You'd be like, God, they ain't want you to throw a pick, but you've been balling. So, you know, mm-hmm. It's forgive and forget.
Oh, she going crazy.
but then when you mess around, you're not having a good game, you just turn over. You're like, God, doggone, boy. Or the game is too close for you to allow that turnover. And a lot of his not needed.
A lot of his turnovers are ill-advised turnovers. Like, yeah. They're just like, you didn't even have to do that, dog. Like, why did you toss it up? You had a wide-open player right here, but you got panicked and tossed it up into triple coverage.
It seemed like a lot of his deeper passes go to Kittle. It's what from what I be noticing sometimes, like when I'm watching y'all play.
That's like 20 yards down the field, 25 yards down the field. Ooh.
And like I said, your deeper passes.
And you notice it's across the middle. He ain't throwing that bitch down the field on the sideline like Devontae Adams on your fantasy league probably be catching from Derek Carr. He not catching those type of passes, bro.
Not talking about Derek Carr. It's not even talking about
like,
him
right now. I see games like that. Even Heineke will let that bitch go.
I ain't mad at Heineke.
Heineke will let that bitch go. Jimmy is not letting that shit go, bro.
I don't hate him,
bro. I would rather have Heineke with our squad right now, because at least I know
he going to go get it.
If are you one-on-one, he letting that shit go, dog.
Quarterback.
Exactly.
That's why the whole reason why we got Trey, bro.
I know. I was waiting for you to keep going. I wanted you to defend your point.
Nah, that's it.
No, just want to throw that out there?
Yeah, just throw that out there.
Hey, man.
It's a part of the system. He knows the system. Terry was looking great.
Bro, Terry was looking good out there, bro. Like you said, great.
He was getting the ball. It was that one. It was a rough, like, maybe quarter and a half where you can see, like, after he got that touchdown, he was hyped because he was just like, yo, this is what we should be doing.
Different play styles, man. And different play styles, different playing different things out of different players. And, yo, I was listening to the Grant Cohn dude, you know what I'm saying? He was making some good points. But he has dad up there and shit. And he was making some pretty good points up there, man. Like, you could tell, like, a lot of the fan base is starting to question. I'm not saying they're giving up or nothing like that, but it's just they looking at him funny and, like, because it's like, bro, we 3-4 right now. Like, even Kittle and them starting to be like, yo, like, they not sounding confident in the press conference and shit because they looking at it like, yo, we shouldn't be having losing records right now 2 years in a row.
No, not this year. This year, y'all weren't supposed to have a losing record. We understand when you get injury bombarded and all that, you know, you're like, all right.
Who's first in the division?
The Seahawks.
Wild.
They 4-3?
Yeah. Look at Geno Smith.
Hooping.
Ain't playing that. Right?
And like somebody said, they made a good point. It was like, maybe it's because
raggedy.
The way Kyle.
You so raggedy, boy.
Also, the way Kyle coaches.
No, he's playing good. He's
his quarterbacks, even Matt Ryan attested to this. He's like a micromanager.
Yeah, that's why him and Matt Ryan hated each other the first year.
Yeah.
That's why Roddy retired.
And I feel like now it's starting, like, maybe, like, I'm not saying Jimmy don't have his flaws, but it's like, maybe you're not letting Jimmy play a little more free to where he feel a little more comfortable and empowering him a little bit more. He might play a little bit better. Possibly, you know, just
yeah,
possibly. But look at Geno Smith. You could tell Pete Carroll is one of those coaches that he's going to build you up.
He said, "I'm gonna let him have the. I'm gonna let him go against us. That was the game. He said. He said against the Falcons, we're gonna let
like,
it go.
He's kind of like damn new, like which honestly, almost you need is a coach. Like you need. I need you to be a little delusional for me. Like I need you to build my confidence. Like give me a big head, damn near, to make me
put a battery
like,
in my back.
I guarantee that's what Andy Reid doing with Patrick Mahomes. Like, bro, I don't care if you throw a pick, launch that
hey,
shit.
Forget
nigga.
What them hoes saying out there, bro. Yeah, slide, swing that ball."
If you don't launch that 80-yarder next time, nigga, wide open instead of this little slant pass, nigga.
You think that's why Russ was so successful
exactly.
over in Seattle?
Exactly. Like, bro, I could tell even when I watched Jim Harbaugh with Cap, like, he empowered Cap to go play his game,
it's
bro.
The only way your quarterback's going
to
thrive.
Like, quarterbacks, you need to, like, build an ego up.
You know how frustrating it is? Like, well, I'm pretty sure some of y'all know. But, like, when you have a quarterback on your team where you, like, watch a whole game and he might not even throw it, like take a shot, not even once a game.
Oh, I'm watching it now.
Kills me, man.
I'm like, yo, at least because the worst it might get intercepted in, okay, it's basically like a punt.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's an arm punt. It's actually better sometimes.
It's a high risk, high reward type thing, man.
But it's just like sometimes you just got to take a shot.
Go for it.
That's how you make your money, man. Mm-hmm.
You either put it where your receiver is going to be or you're going to put it
well,
where nobody
chance.
Can see.
Yeah, there
or
it is.
No one can
just
get it.
Throw it to his body and either he's going to come down with it right or it's going to fall out. Peak.
Okay.
Hey, Miss Me Peak.
She got them braids in now, though. Come on, man.
But nah, man, I agree with all that, man. That's real. Like, I think also, man, coaches need to start being better adapting and stuff, too, to their personnel. And I think, like, yo, I wonder sometimes is Kyle trying to, like, prove to the players, like, yo,
challenge,
y'all man. Wanted Jimmy, right? Here. Because, bro, the players definitely, like, they seem like they like Trey and everything, but a lot of players have built relationships with Jimmy because he's been there for a while. He's been there basically just as long as Kyle's been there. And
yeah.
Like,
and
when
yeah, he went to
he came
Super
the same season that we got. Well, I mean, we got Kyle in first, but he came – halfway through the year. So, like, Jimmy done been there now for, like, through, like, this whole regime for the most part.
But it's hard, too, though. Like, what's his name's been there too. For – this is his second season. He hasn't been playing.
Yeah.
What's the name?
Trey Lance.
Trey Lance, yeah. So, it's just like, how are you supposed to build this relationship if your quarterback that's supposed to be your quarterback ain't even playing?
And then, bro, and like I said, I was listening to this shit earlier. They made good points, bro. Every time that a quarterback, for the most part, has been fake.
Hey, come, man, look.
Hey, bro, you
that's
can't
a second,
look at
that's
me,
a second
bro.
One.
Oh, just keep fault. Going, bro. That's I didn't want you to slow down.
Man.
Around with light.
This nigga good for fucking my damn thoughts up, man.
Can't hold water, bro.
God damn.
Man.
It be so abrupt when he do it. That's why I be like.
Nah, because look.
Nah, don't try to point and blame it on
no,
me.
No, you were talking about Trey Lance. And,
all right, yeah. I was like, God damn, nigga. A lot of times when, you know, a new quarterback is coming in or their team is trying to phase a new quarterback in, they have a veteran that's, you know, in place. Like they said, like, a lot of times those teams get that quarterback out of the building, dog. Like, I don't understand why we kept Jimmy around like that. Like, I always felt like that was weird because – by keeping him around, that's always going to have the players – the relationship is always going to be there with the players. Of course, they're going to, like, pick their friend over the new guy, like, no matter what. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Unless you're an unproven one.
Even, like, even though they knew, like, at this point, it was like a breakup at this point. Like, everybody thought Jimmy was leaving, but it's like it's still hard to get over your ex when they still around all the time.
You do make a good point of, like, they get that quarterback out the building. Like, if you look at somebody like Brett Favre, or who else was?
Alex Smith. You trade them. They got to go.
Yeah. We traded Alex Smith away.
Y'all did it, and I'm sold in the Chiefs.
They traded Brett Favre away.
Pat Mahomes came. Guess who had to go? Alex Smith had to go.
Somebody got
to
go, bro.
Like, there's no point of, like, so it gives you one tunnel vision to focus on that player.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody has to think about that no more. You don't have to talk about the trade. You already got your assets from that trade. Move on.
Like, hey, guys, this is your quarterback.
And that's another thing, bro. Like, why are you letting the players dictate who you making the quarterback? You the coach. Like, you the coach, bro. You supposed to tell them, like, no, this is the quarterback, so either y'all going to have to get with it or we going to have to – y'all. Some of y'all might not be here either.
Get gone.
No, simple, bro. Simple mathematics at the end of the day.
And, I mean, like, just a body language, bro. Like, I seen it in the first game we played. Like, Trey got sacked and nobody helped him up. Like, these niggas ran off the field. Like,
that's a sign,
bro. Like, bro, what the hell? Like, y'all supposed to be helping, like, build my man's confidence up, bro.
Shouldn't he? Nobody touches the quarterback. So if somebody touch your quarterback, you're supposed to be uplifting him.
Like, bro, I ain't gonna lie. I remember being out of town for my birthday watching the game. I watched a nigga break his ankle, bro. That shit had me tight. Like, I'm in the corner, like, not talking to nobody. Like,
I'm teared up.
Low key, bro. I'm like, bro, I'm tight. Like, bro, what the fuck? Like, I'm, like, mad. Like,
you still seem a little.
Yeah, I'm still mad about that shit.
Because of the reason why. Go ahead. I know I'm like, bro, like,
you
why.
Invested way too much in this nigga to go get him hurt right now. And then you about to get rid of Jimmy. And, like, I feel like y'all playing this nigga at this point. That's how I kind of really feel like it's unfair to him as a player. Like, y'all invested all these picks and stuff and, like, trying to, like, make him the next coming. But it's like, do y'all really want him to become that next dude? Or y'all just, like, what is this? Like,
what's y'all pump for you?
Come on, man. And then the fact that the media already is hard on Trey for any little thing. He get rusty treatment, in my opinion. Like, this nigga can't do nothing. That Jimmy G could throw three picks and the media still find a way to be like, but Trey played in a fucking hurricane outside. And they try to make it like, oh, this nigga played like shit.
I feel like Justin Fields gets the worst.
Yeah, Justin Fields gets the worst credit than Trey Lance. I got to say that. He do.
That's because Justin Fields actually be playing bad.
Regardless if he's playing bad or
I'm
not.
Saying, I'm but in, saying in the game that
we haven't seen enough of Trey Lance.
That's the thing. I think that's my point. We've only seen Trey in four games. We've at least seen at least this point. We've seen Justin Fields for about 16 games. That's all I'm saying. He's had about a full season of games under his belt. Like, with Trey, it's like he don't even get a chance to really even get like a whole half season before people are like, we don't know about this guy. Like, bro, let the nigga play.
I thought he was gonna ball this year, but I mean, he get hurt too on the same thing that got him hurt last year.
Running.
Like, bro, the same stop running the nigga up run the fucking play. Middle. That's what I'm saying. Like, don't let him do that.
I think that's another reason I'm mad, because I'm like, bro, why would you run him up the middle so much? Like, you purposely was almost trying to get this nigga hurt, like, sabotage this nigga. Like, low-key felt RG3-ish in a way. Like, why you keep continue to run the ball with this nigga and he got a fucked up knee?
Same coach.
Drizzle.
Same coach.
Career ain't never been the same.
Same coach.
What you got?
Luckily for Trey, it's just a broken ankle, but still.
It's better that it's broken than something torn, like a torn ligament. But at
but
the
it's
end
hurting
of the
his
day,
development because he could be playing.
And he had the keys. He actually had the keys.
Yeah.
And the second game, it's not like he even got a chance to play the whole game and then the injury occurred. So at least you could see, like, what is to come.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it's still a question mark about him, and that's unfair to him.
Yeah, Kyle got to let him throw the ball, man. One thing about Trey, it seemed like once he gets comfortable throwing the ball a little bit more, he makes plays. It's
he's
like,
throwing
bro,
the ball in preseason.
He's a rhythm thrower. Like, and half time, he be fucking probably nervous or some shit. So, like, he probably jittery as hell the first couple throws. And it's like, all right, once let me settle down for a second. And then I noticed, like, second half, he tends to play better because he's probably settled down, got his blood pumping a little bit. He didn't got that first half out of the way. All right, let's go make some plays. And usually that's what happens.
Now, the crazy thing with y'all, not even crazy, but still with y'all being 3-4, y'all that division is So y'all still in it. Like, y'all got another half of the season.
In our division record, I think.
So
that's why I said to myself today, man, I was like, as long as we keep beating teams in our division, we'll always stay alive. So that's all you really gotta do to give yourself a chance at the end of the year. Win your division game.
That becomes very important.
And if we beat the Rams, we'll be, I think, 3-0 in our division. So you set yourself up for success right there.
Same thing, too, though, with y'all division, Jordan. NFC South.
Yo, the Bucks losing like that to the Panthers.
Hey, right after Mike Evans dropped that pass, it was over.
It's always that one play where you could tell, all right, this ain't going to be a good day. Because it's crazy, though, how, like, the Falcons beat us by 2 touchdowns. Then we beat the Panthers by, like, 2-3 touchdowns the other week. And then they go out there and beat the Bucks. And then y'all get smacked. Like, it's just crazy. Right, the NFC is extremely.
Yeah, but we ain't get smacked by none of the teams you just mentioned, bro.
I won't talk about the teams.
Okay.
I was talking about it in general, nigga, because you said you were down by 21-0.
We were.
Okay, you got
scored 35-17. We ain't,
goddamn.
We ain't had no corners out there.
We ain't got no corners. I know it sounded bad.
No.
Shit.
Who did y'all play again?
That was Cincinnati. Have nobody out there playing cornerback against arguably the best trio receiver group. You're going to be in for a long game.
Jordan, it's okay. I'm just saying, like, we all lost. And the way the NFC is going is inconsistent. That's all I was trying to prove. Like, you beat us bad the week, and then y'all got smacked. And then I'm just saying, like, the variables in the weeks. That's all I'm saying. This nigga took a hella personal.
Bro, I'm just talking shit for the podcast. I don't like taking that serious. I'm talking shit.
Nah, that nigga, you got defensive.
Oh, I just said we ain't getting blown out by the teams. You said I was just going with it.
Man, all right.
I love it.
What you talking about?
All I said, his team beat us by 2.
He heard the word smack. You ain't like that.
That's what I'm saying. He got defensive.
Because I thought he's talking about, because he named the Panthers and the Bucks. I thought you were talking about us too.
No,
you took what NFC I said West is playing the NFC South. That's what I'm thinking we talking about.
I was just saying teams. Basically, what I was saying, teams that look good one week was looking shitty the next.
Okay, see, I'm thinking, when I'm hearing that, I'm thinking we talking about NFC South versus NFC West. That's the three. Every team you named was those two divisions. So that's what I thought you was talking about.
I was just saying, you y'all beat us bad one week.
Because the week after that, we played Tampa, and we lost by 6. So that's what I'm thinking you're talking about, bro.
That's the
angle I'm going here with. No, we got beat by the damn Bengals. I opened the damn episode.
That's why I was like,
that's why I was confused. I was like, whoa, that's our first time losing by more than 6. So wait.
Oh, yeah. I got you.
Oh, I was like, wait.
You said it, nigga.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah, he said y'all got smacked.
Boy.
Like, what are you trying
you
to
late. Do? All right,
you carrying it, boy. Y'all are carrying it.
But no, I'm just there. Like I said,
NFC, the NFC is wild.
It's just up in the air right now. Like,
who got the best record in that? Is it 3-4?
All of us are 3-4. Well,
the Eagles. I forgot that.
We all 3-4.
Yeah. All of us, bro. Like
the Saints?
The Saints actually might be.
I don't know.
I think the Saints lost because they lost on Thursday. So the Saints might be
2-5 or something.
Yeah, I don't think they.
Damn, Spain.
Yeah, us in Tampa still.
You knew,
but
the
thing
you
about
your
it, they can still get back in it with a little win streak.
Anybody can.
They could though.
That's what's scary because Tom Brady out there, he got the breakup weight going on, so he ain't looking the best, bro. He's skinny in that face, boy.
People, and like, man, why does he look like that, bro? He's going through.
I
a
just said
potential
it.
Divorce
of. And y'all acting like his wife is somebody normal. His wife has more money than him.
And honestly, I don't even think that's really what he worried about. It's probably the kids and shit.
Well, I mean, yeah, 100%. I'm just saying, like, people thinking, like, oh, it's Tom Brady, the breadwinner, Tom Brady. No, she put her career to the side to watch them kids and do everything while you flourish, my
Tom,
boy.
Hey, Tom, if y'all really do get a divorce, make sure you get that bag. Get that child support, my guy.
Bro, I think a lot of people don't understand. This nigga already has a contract lined up for when he retires. They say he already got a half a billy like waiting for him.
No, I'm just saying, you're not normally though the women take the guys for that.
Oh no, I know what you're saying.
Get your money. Bro,
even if he want women, he's about to be 45 and he got money. Like he will be okay getting another woman.
But it's just wild. Like
that is wild.
It's hard for him. Like
that's just a life changing event. Yeah.
Like that's gonna take a toll on you.
Even, no matter if you don't want
to, our 2 to 3 year girlfriends break our heart.
No, I'm saying, but
50 years of the relationship.
I'm saying for him,
it's over.
I don't know if he don't want to be with her, or maybe he's just coming to grips where it's like shit just ain't working out.
Ain't happening.
Tom Brady gonna be in South Beach in January.
Go take a picture on
he
the boat.
Be, I told he you, like New York Giants taking a picture. He gonna be hanging with Dell Curry, bro.
Hey, yo, if we ever see him with Gucci belt, though, I'ma lose it. Don't let that picture hit the internet.
But that shit is crazy, though, how, like, it's got to be something that, like, I don't know if it's just, like, maybe it is just his passion for the game necessarily, or maybe the home life just ain't good. He don't want to be home because, I don't know. Like, we don't know. We don't live with him.
He went from saying retiring to no retirement.
That's what I'm saying.
All of a sudden went from everything looked good.
And then the Antonio Brown shit. I'm like, yo, like, and I'm not saying he got nothing to do with it, but it's just like, why is Antonio Brown doing it? It's like, it don't seem like it's for nothing. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. And I mean, like, because you got to think, too, because Antonio Brown was tight in the beginning of the season because Tom Brady stepped away.
Yeah.
And AB wouldn't be allowed to be, he couldn't be excused to step away when he tried to. So when Tom Brady left for personal matters during the preseason, when y'all need him, you know, y'all gearing up to get ready to the regular season at this point. It's later in the preseason. It's not
he was
late to
training camp or something.
Yeah, he had a couple of things, and they was like, oh, it's all personal matters. So he was dealing with that throughout it. So, I don't know, bro. It just don't look good.
It just don't look good because, one, it's just a lot of speculation, but it's just like, dang, bro. Like you said, you could see it. Like, bro.
It's on his face,
bro. Stressed out. You can tell by his play. He not playing as good.
No debate. But he did say that ain't no retirement in the future. Mike Evans dropped the pass and then gave some referees an autograph. So it's all bad.
Shoot, he ain't the only quarterback. Russ, people questioning him.
Questioning? They wanted his head, boy.
They
questioning
the fuck out of him right
How
now.
You only give up? I told y'all, I think last week, give up six touchdowns. Only give up six touchdowns. You got 2-4.
You think future in his head?
Boy, they playing. They said, man, how come we can't play future in the locker room because of this?
Nah, but I ain't gonna lie. It is kind of ironic that ever since, but that's funny. I mean, it's kind of fucked up, but
it is wild.
But no, it is kind of ironic ever since he said that Future said that I'd be still smashing on C shit. Shit ain't been right.
Russie ain't looking good since, man. I can't call him Russie. Russell ain't looking good.
Ever since that song came out and that line came out. Hey, man. And then they playing Future at the game and shit, bro.
He came out with that. Let's ride. You got to outstand on that, gang. I don't care what Future say.
I mean.
Come on, man.
What you want me to say?
Sierra been twerking more. Come on, man.
Trying to say she wearing less than going
she
out,
wearing
boy?
Less than going out, man.
Is that what we said?
Nah, she still be at the games for my man.
Man, I'm not talking about that. I'm saying social media. Them cheeks bouncing a little bit more, man.
Man, she probably got an album getting ready to drop.
Man, she won't. Yeah, she got what album? Song. She ain't need no album for. What you need an album for? I'm making the money. So I'm playing. You ain't made an album in how many years?
He gave her a master. Yeah. She ready to go.
Yeah, like, what you need to make money for? You making money streaming.
Watch the house.
Yeah. Come on. I just signed a $250 million contract.
Hey, bro, I'm just with the funny.
He said, watch the house.
Watch the house, bro.
I mean, I ain't gonna lie.
They bought the biggest got doggone house you could find.
Exactly. Like, bro.
You seen that house?
Nah, dude.
I understand. She might want
like the front foyer.
Hey, sometimes you just got to go on Twitter and scroll every day. Like,
I ain't trying to hear that shit from you.
I had to get it off.
No, but funny. But think about it. I think for him, he probably don't have a problem with his shorty making music. He probably just like, you gotta get naked. You got him, your mom now.
Yeah, that's be out
you,
though.
That's what I'm saying, bro. You gotta think now. Before she ain't had none of his kids. You done got two of my kids now. Is it two or
two.
Is it one?
It's two.
Like you got two of my kids now. I don't know if I want you out here
showing less.
Yeah, come on, man. Just like you gotta think of it being like.
Well, I mean, he's
got daughters now, man.
If he's secure with that, I mean, that's their business. So
I'm just saying.
I
can understand.
I agree. I think they want
changes.
Yeah. I do got to throw, you know, Russell Wilson, I love the bag on you a little bit sometimes. You ain't with the Seahawks. So I don't really care. And I got to talk about my guy, too, though, man.
Who, Aaron Rodgers?
No, let's talk about Aaron Rodgers. I like that better.
I was about to say, I thought.
I know who you're going to.
What's up with Aaron Rodgers over there in the robe?
But I don't know. Just him and his team, his receivers, they ain't clicking either, so.
He ain't got none.
Cobb
out. They only got Lazard.
Yeah, all of them are young.
Yeah, and them boys ain't catching the ball. That's the problem.
A lot of people ain't like the statement. He was just like something like, we figuring it out or something like that. Like,
he came out so nonchalant. So what about him? Why can't he say he playing bad?
You know what's funny? I thought. Just
why can't
that.
He say he playing bad? Aaron Rodgers still could be playing better.
He could.
He ain't all of that Aaron Rodgers, like the back-to-back MVP Aaron Rodgers we know.
I mean, he did just win that shit.
But, I mean, he lost his biggest weapon. But, I mean.
He still got people who can go out there and catch the ball. But it'd be sometimes, I don't know if it was this game or, like, some of the other weeks. They just be dropping passes, too, though. I'm like, damn.
Early in the season was really nasty. I ain't going to lie. That Vikings game, that ball hit him in the hands in the end zone for the easy tutty. It bounced right out of his hand, bro. I said, yeet, yeet.
And I think they 3-4.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, the Packers, yeah.
Crazy enough.
It's all the Bears.
Shout out to shout out to him. But Kirk Cousin and the Minnesota Vikings, they only got one loss?
I don't even know what their record is.
I don't think
they 5-1.
That sound about right. They
I don't think they played this weekend.
Yeah, they lost to the who they lose to? It's like They lost on Monday night. Who they play? They got torched. Or Sunday. I think it was Monday. I don't remember. They got blitzed one game, though, for sure. Because it was Kirk Cousins on prime time, and they cooked him. So I think he got two losses, if I ain't mistaken. I think they got two.
Yeah, they probably four.
I just can't think of it.
I want to say it's. I think it's one. I don't know if I'm tripping.
Man, hold on. I'll find out. Y'all talk for a second before I talk about my guy.
I don't know. I ain't been paying attention to niggas.
I don't care.
But, yeah, man, Ryan, they got him up out of there for the starting position.
They benched my boy, dog. Payne.
I ain't gonna lie, was he playing that bad to get benched?
Nah, but he wasn't playing great neither. I'm gonna talk about it in a second. I'm trying to find that got dog on record. Oh, here go the Vikings. Took me 8 years to go find that goddamn team up here. I still don't know what that is. Here we go. Standings. Took me 8 years to find it. You right, like they 5-1.
I didn't realize they were even doing that.
Yeah. That was like a little
Eagles. I knew there was a reason why I was watching the game. I was watching the game at my mom's house, and the Eagles torched them.
Oh, yeah.
Eagles got them boys right. Yeah, they best win is against the Dolphins when they was playing with their third-string quarterback. I mean, they had a close one with the Saints, close one with the Bears.
I think that's why I haven't realized they like were that good, because I'm like, I don't remember them playing nobody there where I was like, damn, that's a good win for them. Like, I mean, they've been beating.
That's the thing. That's what makes a good team, though, depending on how long you can hold sustainability or whatnot, though, is beating the teams that you need to beat.
Yep.
Like, that'll make your season be 13-4 or, 12-5. It's hard saying these 17 numbers because I ain't used to it. But, like, if you're doing something like that, then you can't really say nothing. It's when you losing to them teams is what makes you upset. When you get upset in a trap game or something. But as long as you are beating the teams you're supposed to, I guess you're all right. I just ain't really got no faith in the Vikings. So I don't really care for them.
Yeah.
I'm just calling it what it is. They don't scare me.
That they go to the playoffs. It's like, all right, we've seen this before.
Yeah, like, there you go. Like, you kind of know what you're going to get from them. Especially as a running offense.
I would like to see them do more in the playoffs. At least win, like, a playoff game. But
I'm okay. I don't care for them. I don't care for a handful of these teams.
Nigga, what?
I'm out.
Couple random stats, man. James Robinson did get traded to the Jets. Shout out to my guy, man. One person that was kind of carrying my fantasy team, Breece Hall tore his ACL.
I seen that. So
James Robinson got traded to the Jets to kind of replace, hopefully, some of that, what he did.
Oh, from where was he at? Was he on the Jaguars?
Mm-hmm. That was him and Travis Etienne, if I can
say. They both got traded?
No, just James Robinson.
Etienne or something like that? Yeah. Something like that.
I know his first name, Travis. He was balling last week.
Mm-hmm.
So they kind of want to give him the keys. They both are great running backs. So it's kind of like, But, so it's kind of like, let him go be the man somewhere else, and then we can legitimately have an RB1.
And they've invested more in ETN. We hear a first-round pick,
mm-hmm.
So it's like.
And they got hurt last year.
One's
undrafted,
one's, yeah.
Let's talk about it. If we can get some pieces for homeboy, let's package it up and send him to the moon, bro. Kenny Pickett is one of the reasons why, you got to be easy on your rookies. You beg for him to come into the game. You got to be easy through three picks. It was a nasty game against the Dolphins.
Oh, yeah,
you got to live and die with your rookie quarterbacks, though. You can't be happy about bringing somebody in and they don't play well. That bridges me over to the Patriots getting blown out last night by the Bears. After the first quarter, when Mac Jones first comes back in, after being hurt all this time, comes in, is not playing well in the first quarter, and the whole stadium is chanting zap. And all of a sudden, boom, they put him in the second quarter, which is kind of unlike Bill Belichick. So that kind of threw me off a little bit. I didn't really expect that to happen.
I thought Matt Jones was still playing. I thought he came in the second half, but
second quarter.
Yeah.
That was second
quarter. Hey, that pick that defender from the
– who? Oh, the defender.
It was one interception that I don't know if it was Jones or – I said Jones.
Jackson? Was Eddie Jackson? What are you talking about?
Whatever. It was a pick where the Chicago Bears defender caught that shit with, like, one hand. I was like, damn, that was a good pick. I was watching
a one-handed pick, bro. I can't be mad at it. When you do something like –
I was watching basketball, so I didn't even see the game.
I was watching basketball, too, because I said, hey, yo, Bulls, if y'all lose again and I got to come record and all of my teams suck, I'm going to snap.
Y'all beat the Celtics, right?
Yeah, we caught the Celtics. They was blowing us out in the first quarter, though. They was up 16, 17 points in the first quarter.
Damn.
I had to change the channel. was like, okay, y'all give me a little bit of a break because I can't take no more heartbreak.
LaVine playing?
Yeah, LaVine came back for the season opener on Saturday.
Oh, okay.
So that was cool. So they played so much better last game than compared to that first one. I think mixing him in like that threw us off for a second. We got a dub. But we came back and fought against the Celtics. I can only be but mad, so mad. And Jess Sims, man, I hope you get better, healthy. That's my starting quarterback for Georgia Tech. We don't get too many black quarterbacks down there at the Yellow Jacket Stadium, and we finally started playing well, but in the first quarter, he really messed his ankle up. He already hurt his ankle the previous week against Duke. So, I mean, you know, just hope you feel better. That's what I got. I just was throwing out some stuff that I wanted to, because I ain't going to talk about it next week. That stuff got to go.
Brittany Griner.
Thank you.
Oh, dude. Yeah, the appeal.
Yeah, appeal denied. Starts a 9-year sentence. That's rough.
It's unfortunate.
I feel like they're going to eventually work out it. Hopefully, they work out a deal to where they can get her home.
I think we were talking about it there at work, and I was like, I think we kind of all looked at it the same way, where we feel like she's going to probably spend majority of the time there. But at the same time, there's a chance she still might get out early. But I think she's still going to spend at least like 6-7 years.
I was about to say, I don't see her getting out any earlier than 7.
I'm thinking 7, like at the
I'm
earliest.
I'm thinking 3 or 4, man.
No, you got that shit fucked up, bro.
Unless there's a deal placed, bro.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I think it might be like they're going to do some type of swap.
Well, for eventually. Who, though?
That arms dealer?
Man, they not giving no arms deal up for her, bro. Y'all, you think they really about to do that for Brittany Griner?
I don't know about that
one. That nigga is the most dangerous nigga in the world, bro. No. And they going to give him to Russia?
In the world.
That nigga desperate as hell right now.
Ain't he Russian?
No, I'm saying Russia wants him.
No, isn't he Russian, the arms dealer?
No, I think he might be German or something.
He's European. I'm throwing it out there.
Yeah, but
like
there's a reason why Russia wants
he
that nigga, though.
He is the number one arms dealer
in the world. Like, that's why I'm like, no.
Yeah, like,
okay. I thought he was Russian.
No, but he works for
Russia. No, but that's what I'm saying. Yeah, like, worked for him before.
There you go. Like, Russia uses him as an arms dealer to go get them stuff they need off the black market.
Yeah.
The other side of the internet. He's famous.
Dark web shit.
Yeah, he's the front page of the dark web. Like, whenever you get over there on that side and you want Zing.com, that's where he at. He's right there.
Well, I'm like, they not giving him up for no Brittany Griner, bro. I'm sorry.
As much as we would love that.
It sounds great,
on
but.
On paper.
See, for me, I thought he was Russian, so it made more sense at first. But now that I know that he's just an arms dealer for Russia, it's different.
No, it had nothing to do with him being Russian. It was just like, bro, this nigga can. They're the enemy, so why would we want to give them an arms dealer?
It's a diabolical supervillain.
Like, that puts the whole world at risk. It's not just about like politics. It's like, this is like, bro, we don't like each other, so we can't give the enemy.
And that sucks, because that's what Brittany Griner is really got caught between the crossfire.
She basically got caught over there doing something at the worst time possible.
Wrong place, wrong time.
The thing is, she was on her way home.
Yeah,
that's what is wild. Wasn't even her landing there.
Exactly, she was about to be home, but it's just the fact that the climate we in right now, it just sucks, man. Honestly. I was looking at it today, I was just like, bro, I feel bad for her, but it's just one of the things, like, it's the reality of it.
It is, man. Also want to throw out there, hopefully, you know, I know we saying how long we assume that Brittany will sit there. Hopefully something happens, though, and
might
that she doesn't
appeal.
Have to. Yeah, you never know what could happen in the future, so hopefully down the line, we can be congratulating and in a celebratory mood because Brittany Griner's home. So that's what I'm hopeful for. We just got to tell the truth. You know, at that point, it is what it is. Like, we're just being transparent in our own opinions and thoughts. Of course, at the end of the day, we would love for her to be home and on U.S. soil. There's no doubt, no debate about that.
Yeah, because of course we know she don't deserve to be there like that over something that little.
Minuscule, bruh. But it's life, man, unfortunately. And then we had our boy get hurt, man. An unexpected situation with Zion.
Yo, I didn't even know he was hurt until today.
Oh, you didn't know that till today?
Like, I was like, I think a couple hours before I came over, I was just like on ESPN. Also, I was like, they said something about him being out, and I'm like,
oh yeah,
him
and B.I.
Him and B.I.?
Yeah, B.I. not playing either.
What the fuck happened?
Well, B.I. got a concussion, so
actually, I do.
He's the only reason why he out. Yeah. But yeah, now Zion hip, man. The way he fell, bro, I was like, yo, I was like, what? He did everything. Zion did everything right this offseason. He did everything he was supposed to do. He did. He showed up. They balled out that opening night and all that good stuff. And then one bad swipe. I mean, the guy got the ball, so you couldn't even really – couldn't say it was dirty. He didn't foul him. He caught the ball. Even though you should have let him get that breakaway dunk, he blocked the shot at the end of the day. Zion just fell bad.
How long he out for?
No timetable that I'm aware of.
Hopefully it's no more than a month.
So, just it's a hip something funny hip injury. I forgot what exactly is. I think it's his hip point or something. I don't know.
Hip bone connected to the neck bone.
Look at that shit, bro. We 30. We lasting at all them shits, bro. But we got the fifth best defensive rating.
Hey, y'all been playing some defense.
Our defense has actually been the one spot where I'm like, yo, if we could just get our offense right this year, we could actually be okay. But our offense this year is not good enough, man. At all, like you last and all that shit. Man, shit.
You don't want to be.
You ain't winning nothing, bro.
Yikes! Clippers getting dubbed.
And their asses smoked right now.
Damn, for real.
Yeah, they're like 20.
Look, shout out De'Aaron Fox.
Yeah, swiper.
Swiper, no swipe. 30.
Fellas, that's where I'm at though. I've officially now hit the end of my my page. I mean, there's some stuff in here that I just ain't gonna talk about. But if y'all got anything else. We are at that time of the podcast, so that's why I want to let y'all in on that. Trying to make sure, yeah.
I mean, we did talk a lot about football. Now I think about it.
Like, no, we was in a bag for football. That's why I just threw out them random little tidbits.
I was going to mention this earlier. I'll just say this real quick. I did see Tom Brady working with Deion Sanders.
Signed to his agency now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he signed him to the Brady brand or whatever it's called. He signed him, so. First player, first active player.
Anyway.
But yeah, he's the first player to be signed there, too.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
And then Aaron Donald and Jaylen Brown both left the Donda Sports Association. Just tossing that out there. No.
I didn't even know that.
For real?
Yeah, they both left.
Hey, that man, yay. All his joints is getting taken.
They're gone. He's no longer a billionaire, neither.
Besides good music.
He lost
$400 million. Good music
$1 million.
Gone, too.
Yeah, they gone.
No, they gone from Def Jam.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, because it's still his, but.
But they gone. Yeah. He ain't got no home right now. None of the artists. Push, you know, took a little bit of a hit on that, too, because Push is the president.
Damn.
So, I mean, like, nah, the world has cut ties with that boy. Like.
My thing is, why y'all keep interviewing him, dog?
You know why.
I know why, but besides that, why y'all keep interviewing him? Like, what's the point?
There's only one reason. Unfortunately, I'm with you. I wouldn't interview him. I wouldn't even want that attention. I want positive stuff.
And then it sucks because what the fuck?
Hey, what's going on, bro?
Terrence
Howard.
Why's
mine? Why mine up though?
Why they should have put a homeboy from for LeBron? What's that one dude? He got that.
Oh,
word.
I know you're talking.
I can't think of his name.
Oh, I can't even think his name. I know exactly what you're talking about. He was in This Christmas.
Yeah, the Five Bloods too. I forgot Brad's name. He's like British or something like that.
For real?
I think so.
Get the fuck out of
here. Hey, bro, you'd be so surprised on who's British.
I ain't gonna lie, I wouldn't have thought his ass was one of them.
That, I don't know.
Nigga, you've been in too many nigga movies for me to think you British. You ain't like Idris Elba just saving people and shit. Like, nah, nigga, you done been in some niggas movies.
Nah, I feel he been in some movies with a culture.
That's what I'm saying. You done been in some culture movies, my guy.
After this, I'm looking more.
What we watch. Classics.
Like, nigga,
maybe I'm thinking mixing them up. I might have seen
that nigga in the Five Heartbeats or something.
I would be surprised.
Nah, I'm just joking, but
please don't.
No, I wouldn't be surprised.
Hey. Is it about Heartbeats?
I mean,
that's a black household classic.
That's 100%. That's right there. That's a color.
That's Holiday Heart, man.
Oh gosh, for him to turn around and play play Baby Boy right up.
Hey, before we end though,
talk to me, Jim.
I've been seeing this on social media, man. This ain't even got nothing to do with sports. What was the whole debate about? What's his name for Baby Boy? And it was like, yo, why was everybody getting on him about not being a grown up and everything? And it was like, yo, Jody? He was only 20 years old, Jody. And it's like, bro, he was only 20 years old.
But
I was like, bro, I never knew the nigga was that young in the movie.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah, I ain't know.
That's brand new information.
The way he got treated in the movie, you would have thought that nigga was
I mean, pushing 30. Called what it was called for a reason. He was a mama's boy, so.
Yeah, he was just, he was somebody that was in an area where he's supposed to grow up faster than he's supposed to, and he got these kids, and he getting more on the way, and he keep putting them on, like, to his mom instead of taking responsibility, you know, kind of just, don't mind
me. And I didn't even realize, like, when he had the kid, he was, like, 16.
Which is wild.
So my brother, like, this nigga was, they even was like, bro, he was selling this out of his car, this thing. Everybody was like, bro. What 20-year-old has a great job?
I ain't gonna lie, I ain't know he was 20.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, bro, we were working at the mall.
Facts.
Making bullshit. At 20 years old.
Don't remind me. Don't remind me of nothing.
That's what I'm saying. But like, we won't make it no damn money at 20. We were broke.
And the crazy thing is,
me.
The Japanese spots getting all my damn money. Oh, Chick-fil-A and all them.
Yo, what's your name? Minimum wage is still the same from when we first got hired.
Fam. I remember when minimum wage changed when I first got to Tilly's, like before y'all got there.
What was it, five something?
It was 650?
It was six. Yeah, it was 650 at first. Then it went up to 725 in 2009.
Yeah, because it was 515 before.
And it hasn't changed since.
And the crazy thing is, a lot of these places now don't even hire it. I couldn't even. If you probably went looking for a job, you probably couldn't find a place that starts out at 725. Because who's taking that?
Nah, unless you like you a waiter, survive. unless you like a server. That's the only way I see.
Because you make tips and
yeah,
because
you know they don't pay you much.
They make less than that hourly, unless it's that's changed. I don't know.
No, I think they still making under,
nothing.
Which
because they're allowed
should be
to.
Illegal.
Well, since they they have a clause.
It's like a loophole.
So as long as they're a server, they can still. I think it's like depending on
if you don't make
many,
a certain amount, then you make that hourly.
Yeah, then they bump you up.
That shit crazy.
Let's say if you work 40 hours a week and you don't make more than what you would have made
hourly.
Doing 7.25 for 40 hours a week, you're going to automatically get, let's say if it was a slow week, you're going to automatically get that 7.25 for 40 hours.
There it is.
Versus.
They're going to comp you.
Yeah.
So, but in a way, it's kind of better for the server, for the traffic, because you get them tips. So
there you go. That's all you want. You want, that's like one of the main jobs where you want to be busy. Like, you want tables, you want traffic, because you're going to generate more money.
So, in a way, them niggas can't, man, I don't want to hear y'all complain no more. Because y'all can compensate it.
Yeah, but it's only getting compensated at 725.
Niggas at Food Line only making, well, I don't know about Food Line, but I love the jobs wishing they can make more either, but. They don't get tips on top of that, is my point.
Like I said, I don't think places ain't doing 725 no more. I can tell you that now.
You know what I think, though?
I didn't know they got that shit made up like that. I'm like.
I think all of y'all, I think everybody in the world should do one customer service job.
I agree with that.
Before they advance in life. I think you got to work in food, bro. You got to work on retail. Something. Like, you got to work something where it's customer service based so you can understand what it's like to be on the other side of that fence. Mm-hmm. Some of y'all just a little too naive to that and don't realize what comes with it.
The crazy thing is, man,
it's been a while since I've experienced it.
I love the fact that I did something with customers and I did retail for the first working years of my career and whatnot, like, because
it made you more people person.
And like,
you respect stuff.
That shit just helps you out along the way. Like, you can tell the people who've never had a retail job.
I remember before, like, I started working retail and shit, I was like, I wouldn't even say like hi to random people. Now I at least like, hey, how you doing? Or speak to people like that.
Make you comfortable.
I wouldn't have done that before.
I get mad if I walk up to somebody's cashier to check out. And they don't say, hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
Hey,
it's like little stuff that I'm like.
Do y'all want my business?
Yeah. Like, bro, even when we go to Tilly's now, like, I went in there like
two different
couple months ago. And I'm like, bro, this is not the same Tilly's we used to work in. Like, bro, I walked in there for like 5+ minutes and nobody said
shit to
me.
I told y'all, I went like May or something like that. And I was like, what is
that
this
That shit caught
place?
Me off guard. I'm like, bro, we used to get. Man, motherfuckers take They'd two steps. They like, hey, don't talk to them about the shoes. You like,
your head.
It got to the point where it was annoying. Like, bro, if you don't get off my damn
I'm like, yo, they
shit.
Literally just walked in.
Can I give them a chance to at least look around real fast before
and
I
open-ended
harass them?
The only thing is, too, though,
Christians. I don't ever want to hear that shit.
Some things have changed on the criteria once the pandemic came. They, like a lot of companies, because you got to think, like, I'm not right now, like, a lot of that's going away. Mm-hmm. But especially in the beginning of one, now that whole 6 feet thing, like, da-da-da-da. So you didn't really talk that much to people as far as, like, engagement.
I ain't even
so it's more on a landscape of, you know, you kind of you're more playing the field. You're more of an outfielder than you are a pitcher at this point. Mm. You playing the field. You waiting like, all right, let me tap in eventually with them. You all right, cool. Say less. Mm-hmm. They kind of you need, and then you talk with them. Compared to you like going into a lot of people's space, because people was real weary in the beginning of the pandemic when that happened. So it changed customer service in a lot of ways. Not saying that Tilly's hasn't changed since we left, because you know how long ago that was. But as far as some customer service based things, you know, it's a little bit of a gray area. But you still, if somebody walk up to your goddamn register, you better say something.
That shit weird.
Hello, hi, how are you? Did you find everything okay? Ho, maybe. Like,
but you can also tell too, man, is like you get into like the younger generations, kids just aren't comfortable communicating as much.
Internet, social media, yeah, that's how they know how, they don't know how to communicate in real life. That's their problem. All they know how to do is talk through a goddamn phone or whatever, a tablet.
You can tell too though, like, cause like people was like, cause I went to Chick-fil-A one time and like, you can tell like the kid like who was like, it probably was his first job, but he was just like so timid. I'm like, nigga, like, he's sitting there like being like wanting to be told everything what to do and whatnot. Like, there's literally like, cause he was working like the delivery orders, like the people who order online and or doing DoorDash and stuff like that. So he was working those. And then he's just sitting around like doing nothing. And I'm like, dog, like you got people, at least like see what people. And I'm like, I was just getting irritated. I'm just like, yo, this little nigga so timid, like. He ain't talking to nobody. Like, you can just tell, like.
Hey, you school him, young? You school young?
Nah.
You ain't give him no game?
I was trying to get my food and get out. Okay. I don't want them times.
I just was asking, you know, no beef. You know what I'm saying? But just seeing if you help young out, you know, told him straighten up. Stop folding your arms, boy. Talk. Hello.
He won't get my help.
Oh, okay. GG's. Say less. Heard and understood.
But
that's all I'm saying, bro. Everybody should work one of them one time. That's all I'm just saying, bro.
I can respect that.
Just because I think y'all have a better appreciation for the people that's behind that counter. That's all I'm saying. You can understand what it's like to be in their steps when it's something that's not their fault, but they got to take the bullet for it. That's the issue.
And it helps you with, like,
it's not your fault that the system is down or you didn't get something right, you didn't book something or your flight delayed or something. It's not their fault, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. They just got to be the person to tell you or try to help you steer you to the right thing. But it's not their fault if technology break or if something you did ain't right. It's, mm-hmm. They can't fix it. They not the company. They not Southwest. They just a nigga behind the counter that worked for Southwest.
Mm-hmm.
They the middleman, like, but they got to take the bullets. Y'all know how it go.
It also helps you with, this is my last thing I'm going to say, because I know I'm trying to get out of here. It helps you talk to people as well, too, as far as, like, finessing the system. Like, I had to call Cox today because my bill changed. And they was giving me the runaround at first. And then I got directed to the loyalty department. My bill is lower than what it was previously. And all the people beforehand was trying to get me to get my bill, like, higher than what it was. Now my bill is like, this is the lowest my bill has been since I first got with Cox.
Damn. All right, now that's a dub.
And I'm like, I said, look, you made my day.
That's a win, my boy. Congrats. Anytime anything gets lowered, you won.
Took me a while, but
I'm happy for you.
If you got Cox Communications and you're trying to get your bill lower, make sure you talk to the loyalty department. All the other departments ain't going to do what they can.
I feel it, man. I feel it, homie. All right, fellas, anything else, man? Y'all tap.
Oh, and another. No, oh, just
go ahead. What you got? Oh, I'm about to say, go them Lucas shorts. This nigga be talking hella when he got them shorts on, boy. Hey, you know, I'm just talking, man. You want to shout out your boys? They won, right?
They just get a blow up.
Yeah,
just
we up. Tell the word out on the street that we back up. You know the vibes.
Yeah, man. And with that being said, bro, that is now episode 177 of the Rain and Chance podcast officially in the books. Hey, man, while y'all there, before we get up out of here, man, like I said in the beginning, make sure y'all hit that hard, follow, whatever y'all need to do. So when the Rain and Chance drop an episode, you the first one to be notified. Appreciate all y'all good people tuning in, man. Until the next time, man, just keep vibing, yo. Stay safe out there.
Peace out, my G's.
Yeah, you said who?
I said peace out, my G's.
Oh, I thought you said ladies. Ladies.
Ladies.
Well, you just wanted to get that out. That's what you wanted to hear, the saxophone. Nah. You wanted to hear the saxophone? Nah. Is that what you want to hear? You don't want to hear? I won't play it then. I can get a dolphin. Peace.